No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Monday, September 21st, 2015. I'm David Brown. Great to have you spending some of your time with us. One of the first things we do each morning in the wee small hours, we check in on the top stories our colleagues are talking about here in Texas, across the country, around the world. And if you've spent any time checking out newspapers for several hours every day, you'll notice how much inconsistency there is. There's a dazzling array of factors go into picking each day's top stories. But back on the second week of July this year, I noticed something. While papers across the country had different notions of the top story that week, there seemed to be an unusual consensus among the papers in South Texas. Nearly every single one included a front-page story on a papal visit to South America. Well, given how much diversity of interest one typically sees on the front pages of our newspapers, the similarity was nothing if not striking. Well, tomorrow, as you may have heard, Pope Francis arrives in the U.S. at Joint Base Andrews in D.C. On Wednesday, it's a White House visit. On Thursday, a speech at the U.S. Capitol. On Friday, he's in New York at the U.N. On Saturday, he's in Philadelphia. This is obviously an important event along what's called the Acela Corridor, the urban backbone of the Northeast U.S. And back in Texas, well, how will this story resonate? And perhaps more to the point, why? Tim Archuleta is editor of the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Tim, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Good to have you with us. Carlos Sanchez is editor of the McAllen Monitor. Hi, Carlos.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Jennifer Price joins us as well. She is faith editor at the Victoria Advocate. Indeed, Jennifer, is it my understanding that you're one of only four religious reporters working for a secular newspaper in all of Texas?
Yeah, that's true. There's only a small handful of us.
And I gather that you were at a conference recently where you were talking about, among other religious reporters, coverage of this story. Was there any consensus reached, or are you going to be approaching this in a particular way given where you are in Victoria?
The conference this year was put on by the Religion News Writers Association. We have it in a different city every year, and this year it was in Philadelphia, sort of organized around the Pope's coming. And so we spent those 4 days searching for the appropriate ways to cover the Pope's coming to the U.S. and how to localize those stories for our own communities. And here in South Texas, certainly those stories will resonate with our residents.
Okay, why? Why would they resonate so powerfully in South Texas, in your opinion?
Well, certainly we have in Texas, we have many Catholics here. There's 6 million Catholics in Texas. In Victoria, we're one of the oldest cities in Texas, so there's a majority population who's Latino and a majority population who's Catholic. So right off the bat, we sort of have a waning interest in that direction. And I think because Pope Francis is from Buenos Aires, he's Latino, he speaks Spanish, he's coming here to, you know, one of his first visits is to canonize Father Junipero Serra while he's here. He's somebody who resonates, I think, as a Spanish speaker, as a Latino. I think he resonates among our community. There's some relatable qualities there.
Tim is with the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. And Tim, I noticed that your top story today, Pope Francis meets with Fidel Castro at Mass, Pontiff stresses caring over ideology. Obviously, this is something that's big in Corpus Christi, and I believe you had a whole lot of coverage over the weekend as well. What's going into your calculation?
Well, we have a community that's very similar in terms of population to Victoria, large Hispanic population here, a lot of Catholics as well. And all I can say is it's sort of an intriguing fascination with the new Pope, with Pope Francis. I can tell you we put together probably 6 or 7 full pages of coverage in our Sunday paper. We put together a special section, a special report on the Pope, and it was an easy story to get after because people were interested in talking about the Pope. From an advertising standpoint, we did really well. It was an easy sell, I'm told. So there is a deeper connection, and I think that a lot of that goes back to Pope Francis. He's a very intriguing Holy Father, and people are paying attention to what he's saying. I think there's a little bit of a revival going on among some of the Hispanic followers, and they're moving a little closer toward him.
I want to turn to Carlos Sanchez, who's in McAllen. He's editor of the McAllen Monitor. Carlos, one analyst I spoke with earlier said that in larger and perhaps more urban and ethnically diverse parts of Texas and the country as a whole, it's easy to overlook how in the minds of many in South Texas, not just church-going Catholics, but, you know, people who lived, whose families recently lived in Central America and Mexico, politics and religion are much more linked than we tend to think of it in other parts of the U.S. where separation of church and state is obviously a prominent ideal. Do you think that's true, that in public life in South Texas there's less of a sense of separation between the religious and the secular?
Not only would I suggest that that's true, David, I think that the Pope's visit in particular would underscore that. Just 2 weeks ago, ABC News had a special in which the Pope was beamed in via satellite to three congregations in the United States. One was in Chicago, one was in Los Angeles, and one was here in McAllen, Texas.
Wow.
And it was a real sense of endorsement by the local faithful that the Pope chose McAllen, in great measure because of the efforts that were led by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley over the past year to provide humanitarian relief to the surge of Central Americans that were crossing the border over the past year. And for us, it becomes a very highly localized story because the leader of that effort, Sister Norma Pimentel, is actually being granted a semi-private meeting with the Pope. She will be touring a facility in New York City, and she is also going to be on hand at the White House when President Obama greets the Pope there.
I wonder, though, there are a lot of people listening to us right now that I think logically ask the question, does this matter outside of the Catholic Church? One could make the case that there are a lot of non-Catholics who don't get why all of the attention, for starters. You're editors at newspapers, and you have to make these critical decisions about your top stories every day. How do you respond to that criticism, that perspective?
Well, I would say it is a bit of a gamble every day trying to figure out, you know, what are the top stories. But, you know, I'm anticipating that this is going to be a story that will grow in size all the way through the end of the Pope's visit. This is a big event in terms of, or a big moment in history in terms of this Pope coming from the Americas to America. So I think you're going to see the story grow as the week goes on.
Jennifer and Victoria, you see it that way?
Well, I was going to echo that we, you know, as at the Victoria Advocate, we actually have a faith section, so we're able to sort of jump in and cover religion on a wider, more regular basis. And certainly Catholic news is important to our audience, so we're constantly trying to include Catholic voices and Catholic stories. Having said that, I haven't really found that even among our Protestant communities that they are necessarily anti-Pope or anti-Catholic. They enjoy his presence. They enjoy the message that he brings. He's such a unifying personality that he almost resonates among Protestants as well. So even they enjoy reading the material about the Pope, about Catholic news. And so it's sort of a one-hit story with us that he can really resonate among a lot of people.
Carlos Sanchez, editor of the McAllen Monitor, I have to ask you, I wonder, in fact, if this isn't a big story for non-Catholics in Texas, given that the Pope has already used his status as a platform for some issues which have enormous resonance, economic disparity, for example, immigration policy. Do you expect this visit to elevate some of those issues of what's been called social justice?
Not only elevated, David, but I think acknowledge it. I think one of the consistent traits among the three newspapers that you're speaking to today is the notion that we feel like we're in the shadows of the major metropolitan areas of Texas. And what the Pope is preaching, what the Pope has consistently delivered in his messages, is a message that resonates, I think, in all of South Texas. It is the very notion of economic disparity, the notion of humanitarian assistance to immigrants. And that notion, I think, is particularly critical as Europe looks at its own manner in which it's handling suddenly a surge of refugees from Syria.
That was the voice of Carlos Sanchez, editor of the McAllen Monitor. We also heard from Jennifer Price, faith editor at the Victoria Advocate, one of four religious reporters working for a secular newspaper in the state, and Tim Archuleta, editor of the Corpus Christi Caller Times. All three South Texas newspapers planning a lot of coverage this week as the Pope makes his visit to the United States. Thank you very much for some thoughtful conversation. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
It was a pleasure.